You're listening to the Real Business Connections Network.
Real Business Connections Network.
Powered by Balbert Marketing, LLC. Subscribe now and check us out at realbusinessconnections.com. Enjoy the show.
Welcome, everyone, once again to 15 Minute Friday. Easy to implement business tips for busy people who want to learn more and do better in the shortest amount of time possible. I'm Ben Albert, the man behind the Real Business Connections Network. On 15 Minute Friday, we collaborate with extraordinary business people to provide actionable insights in about 15 minutes or less. Hungry business people like yourself are busy, so let's get right into it. Today, I have Jen Fontanilla on the show. She is a certified money coach, creator, designer, co-host of the Life, Love, and Money show. She is also founder of and CEO of Queen Up Life, a brand committed to helping others build and create their ultimate life without having to worry about money, and ultimately helping them gain clarity, hope, and confidence by mastering their money and their mindset. Currently based out of LA, I've got Jen on the show. So Jen, what's up? Happy to have you here.
Hey Ben, I'm so excited to be here with you.
So we start with the bullet point bio just to introduce you, but I'm sure I missed a lot. Is there anything that's coming to mind, something you'd like to share that maybe isn't in that bio?
Yeah, there's a few fun facts, I would say. I originally didn't want to be in the financial space. In fact, when I was in college, I actually have a biology background. So I wanted to be a doctor, realized quickly that I didn't want to work in the confines of a hospital. And then I ended up going into graphic design. So I've been doing that for the last 25 years as well. So it's kind of like this weird thing that I say I use all sides of my brain, the analytical as well as the creative. But because I do have a love for science, the things that I teach when it comes to money, and then I also have that creative side, you know, there's this love for helping people that are creatives, that are artists. And so it's kind of like mixing everything together and understanding that the money principles and the money mindset is also rooted in things that are science-based, because I want it to make sense and that it may feel woo-woo, but it's not always the case. And so I just wanted to share some of those things, because those are some of the things that I feel helped develop my path and journey towards getting into the financial field, but also moving more towards the money mindset aspect of things.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit more about mindset and just wisdom for everyone in a second. I'm excited to learn from you. Did you bring a quote or something tweetable or fun that we can write down and just kind of set the stage for the conversation today?
Absolutely. So I found this one, somebody posted it, of course, on Facebook. And it was one of those quotes that just made you stop and go, ooh, that's good. And so this one was from Courtney Carver. And she says, I don't say no because I'm so busy. I say no because I don't want to be so busy. I'll say that again. I don't say no because I'm so busy. I say no because I don't want to be so busy.
Why did that specific quote, I have goosebumps, but why did that speak to you?
It speaks to me in volumes, because when you look at, especially we just came out of the holidays, and you're constantly seeing people running around, and this isn't just during the holiday season, but there's always this frenzy, especially on social media. There's conversations you have with people in real life. Oh my gosh, I'm so tired. I'm so stressed. You ask people if they practice self-care. I don't have time for that. You hear these excuses. You hear these phrases that people use. And then I have to ask myself, why are you saying yes to everything?
Right.
Why? Because at the end of the day, we all have a choice. We all have the power and the ability to choose whether you say yes to something or no to something. Because anytime you say yes to something, you are saying no to something else. And oftentimes that no is towards yourself. And so I think it's so important for us, rephrase that. I think it's so important for us to just stop and think, like, why am I so busy? Am I creating this frenzy in my immediate environment?
Has that happened to you where you feel like you're just saying yes to everything and you ended up saying no to yourself? Is that something you experienced?
Oh, yes. I'll give all of you an example I'm sure you can relate to. Saying yes to maybe a party, maybe a family party that you know you wouldn't really want to be there, but you said yes. You know, it could be a business function. It could be a networking event. It could be the seventh kid's birthday party that you just can't say no to. There are so many examples that I can think of in my mind that I said yes. And then at the end of the day, I said, wait a minute, I could have written that chapter in my book. I could have handled this. And of course, we have to take this within frame of, is there balance? It's not all about only saying yes to work. So there's things that you have to ask yourself, what's priority? What's important to me? What brings me joy? Is this going to be something that I'm going to be excited about? Because oftentimes we are just saying yes to everything. And then for me personally, I have experienced it where I'm like, why did I go to that? You know, and so that's what really hits me when I think about what are we saying yes to? And are we robbing ourselves of that precious time? Because at the end of the day, time is the one thing that we cannot make more of.
Right. Time's so darn valuable. You just said it. We can't make more of it. Whether it's time or money or wisdom or learning how to say no, what else has helped you become a successful entrepreneur and really like the mindset money master? What other tips or tricks are in your toolbox that could help us today?
I think one of the biggest things that I know I'm a master at is that I have created a morning routine or miracle morning or morning ritual, whatever you want to call it. I think oftentimes I see a lot of people running around and there is no intention for the day. It's just the alarm goes off, you hit the snooze button, you check your phone, you're letting your email run your life already from the beginning, you're rushing out the door. If you just listen to what I said, it's starting the day in that frenzy, right? And it's so chaotic. It's so chaotic. And so I have to ask, you know, what does your miracle morning look like? Have you intentionally designed and created it? So for me, what has worked, and I have been doing this for years now, and I have to say it has brought so much peace and calmness to my life. Every day I start off in such an amazing way because I know that I have planned out. Now, don't get me wrong. There are things that can go wrong. You know, my kid interrupts me and says like, hey, can you do this real quick? I didn't do it last night, or something interrupts, right? That pattern. And so you roll with it. You don't get caught up in the frenzy. You don't freak out. You don't get unglued. You just breathe and slow down. But going back to the miracle morning, you know, for me, intentionally, what I have designed is like, okay, I have prayer time. I meditate. I have a gratitude journal that I write inside. I even write I am statements, affirmations, and then I hit the gym. And then I come back and then get going and roll in. So it's covering all those bases and I have it, you know, intentionally planned out. But every time I do it, it feels amazing. I don't let the environment and the world, the external world, control what's happening in my morning. I'm in control from the very, very beginning. And so when I'm starting my day off like that, I feel extremely centered. I feel very calm. I feel very grounded. And of course, again, like I said, it doesn't mean that things don't get thrown my way. But when you can start that way, it sets the trajectory for how everything else in the day can go. And it's also understanding how to have that self-mastery about when those things do come at you. Mm. Do you get unglued or do you just take a deep breath and go, okay, that happened. How can I move around this? How can I react to this? You know, or how do I respond to this? And just the more that you practice doing those things, especially in the morning, it just helps me stay grounded throughout the day. And it's made such a difference in how I show up for myself and how I show up for others.
It allows you to show up. You get quick wins, you get confidence. And then when things get a little out of control, you have that mindset and you had a great morning and you're a winner and you can kind of focus on the things you can control and be in the moment. When I know personally, like I'm doing my morning routine and I'm not going to go on a big rant on what I do. It's very similar to yours. But I get a little angry sometimes when I get interrupted, but it's training you to be a little bit more patient with yourself and patient with those around you. I've got a couple short questions to end. We want to end with a little bit of homework, but I don't want to forget, this segment's so darn short. So people are going to want to connect with you, learn more from you, make a friend. Where can they keep in touch with you after this podcast? So possibly they could open up a tab and open it up and start connecting with you while we speak. What do you recommend we do?
Yes, you could either go to jenmoneycoach.com. This is J-E-N-1-N. Or you can go to Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn. And it's also Jen Money Coach.
Beautiful. It's in the show notes as well. I'm wondering, because of how I'm so easily triggered, I'm just being honest, like it's easy to kind of phase me. And it's everything from getting a bad email to possibly I look at my stock investments and this, you know, they have not been good the past year. Like it's just a fact. Yeah. What are your thoughts on those moments when you feel like you're kind of getting out of the moment, you're getting triggered? What do you recommend people do to kind of reframe or kind of get in a better mindset?
I love this question because I deal with this every day in some form or fashion. And I think it's so important for us to slow down again. I know what I'm going to tell you is so simple, but yet simple is not easy because we forget and we get caught up in the chaos. And so when it's those moments, when those moments are happening to us, I think it's important to stop and pause, feel that. Go ahead, be pissed off. Go ahead, be angry, scream, whatever it is, because it all happens to us. And the question, the one question that I ask myself in that moment is, okay, how long do I want to stay here? How long do I want to stay here? And I'm telling you, it just immediately takes me out because I'm just like, that's right. Because if I don't get out of that, I imagine that vibrational frequency chart, it looks like a rainbow going down a funnel. And I can just see myself going further and further towards the bottom. And I'm like, I don't want to stay here anymore because I want to raise my frequency back up.
Right.
And these are things that I tell my clients. I'm like, how long do you want to stay there? You got to raise that frequency back up. So stop. And maybe you take a moment and like, I will literally stop, sit on the floor and start meditating. And it takes me into a different place. I come back and it can be 5 minutes and I come back. I'm like, okay, let's now look at this email that, you know, triggered me or, okay, let's take a look at what my next step is. Because now you recentered, you reshifted that energy back into, okay, we don't have to stay there. We don't have to behave this way because I don't want to keep making it get worse. And so I think it's that simple where you just have to ask yourself, how long do I want to stay here?
How long do I want to stay here? And if I need a minute to scream, I can take that minute, but I don't have to live in
it. Huh? Of course. And I think it's important. Like, you know, they say, feel the feeling, feel the feels. Go ahead.
Feel
but
it.
Don't do it for 38, you know, minute or 38 days or, you know, too long because then you're just going to drag everything down and you got to move on. You all are busy. You got to move on and keep taking action.
38 days can turn into 38 years pretty quickly if we don't learn this stuff. Oh, wow. You know what I just realized? I like to end with a homework assignment, but I want to reframe what I call it. I've called it homework in the past couple of times, but it's more for integration. It's more for implementation. This isn't meant to be a homework assignment. It's an integration assignment. So we can take what we learned today, integrate it into our life, have a great weekend, have a great next week, have a great life. So I want to call it a homework assignment, integration assignment. What can we do to start integrating some of the things we learned today and as early as this moment, start making changes? What do you recommend?
I recommend if you have not ever created your morning routine, your morning ritual, and if you are somebody that has said so many times, I don't have time to do this, I don't have time to do that, I want you to start with just a simple list of three things, whatever those three things are and what is important to you, write those three things down. And then I want you to look at your calendar, your schedule, and literally schedule it into your week or into your day. I'm not going to tell you that you have to do this every day. Some of you may need to ease into it. Mm. I do this every day. But if you're easing into it, just start, okay, I'm going to do baby steps. Maybe you do it once a week. You know, it's just like a marathon runner. If you've never run, I mean, I remember when I was going to run a marathon, I didn't train well for it, but I never ended up doing it. But, you know, it wasn't like I'm going to just jump and do 13 miles the first day. Right? You kind of have to build the muscle. So same thing here. Start with three things that you can integrate into your morning. And maybe you have a schedule that's flip-flop, then do it at night. Whatever works for you, and ease into it. But I'm telling you, when you learn how to develop these habits and you learn to integrate it into your life, and there are things that will ground you or center you or help you start your day or evening, it's going to make such a difference because it has a compounding effect.
Compounds, creates a ripple in your life, gets better and better. So three things, preferably morning or night, if that's when it works for your schedule. Doing it daily sounds like a great plan, but at least once a week, like maybe you don't like hump day or Monday, you need a mindset reset. So it sounds like this is something that as early as tonight or tomorrow morning, we can start doing. And tell us again how we can reach out to you and maybe just let you know how the results have been. How do we reach out and say hello?
Oh, yeah. I would love to find out if you guys have done it. Let me know. Drop me a message. You can reach me at jenmoneycoach.com or on social media on Facebook, IG, Instagram, LinkedIn. And it's also Jen Money Coach.
Jen Money Coach. These go by so fast. I appreciate you taking the time. We'll go deeper soon. And all that info's in the show notes, guys. Tell a colleague, tell a friend, reach out to Jen, reach out to me. If you want to leave a review, that's kick butt. But whatever you can to spread the love and create that compound interest, you know? So Jen, I appreciate you again for coming on. It's been fun.